Well, hello, welcome back to our thought for the day. And today we reach the final verses in John's first letter. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we open your word, we pray for the gift of your Holy Spirit to so illuminate our understanding, our eyes, our thoughts, our minds, that we may understand and apply what we hear and read. Lord, we pray that these verses may be blessed to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So, 1 John chapter 5 and verses 18 to 21. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. We know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Well, here in these concluding verses of his first letter, John, as it were, underlines three of the great truths that he's already elaborated upon. The letter as a whole has had much to say about Christian assurance. And the first three verses of these last four verses each begin with a shout of confidence. We know. So what are these three great things that every Christian believer can know for sure? Well, first, verse 18, that every believer is kept from a lifestyle of sin by Jesus. John tells us we know that anyone born of God, that's any Christian believer, does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God, that's Jesus, keeps him and her safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. What a wonderful assurance that is. And it's an assurance which inspired the hymn writer Augustus Toplady to write the hymn which begins with these words, "A sovereign protector I have, unseen yet forever at hand, unchangeably faithful and sure, almighty to rule and command. And walls of salvation surround the soul he delights to defend." What an assurance to take into these uncertain days. Second, verse 19, every Christian knows that they belong to God, not to the world. And it's a question of what we call lordship. And the Christian's life is under the lordship of Christ, says John. But we're assured of that not to lull us into a sense of smug self-confidence. That's why John adds the second half of the verse, that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. And that should draw out in us a spirit of prayerful compassion and of evangelism for those who don't as yet know the lordship of Christ in their lives. So we have a new awareness of sin, a new awareness of the world, and third, verses 20 and 21, a new awareness of God. And notice here that our faith is based on what God has done. He has come and he has given, says John, so that we may know. We'll know Christ's continuing lordship of our lives only if, as John puts it in the final verse, we keep ourselves from idols. And an idol is anything that takes God's place in our lives, that sits on the throne of our lives ahead of him. And so as we conclude this letter, a letter which shows us the love of God through the Son of God, to bring us the salvation of God, and the assurance of God, that we might live our life in him and with sacrificial love for others. What a letter, what challenges. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you for this wonderful letter, which warns us and teaches us, which assures us, which excites us to love you more for all that you have done. So, Lord, may we be those who have a proper view of sin, of the world, and of your lordship in our lives. And we ask it only for your praise and glory. Amen.